Steve Arterman here for New Life Live. Thanks for joining me today in the studio with me, Milan Yurkovich and Dr. Dave Stoop. And your phone calls today, 1-800-229-3000. Thanks for joining us on New Life.
I really appreciate your program.
We married a little over 19 years, but exactly a year ago, I committed adultery.
So basically, I have a choice between living a celibate life by myself or going to hell.
What happens is when God's structures aren't kept in place, then things kind of get upside down.
There may need to be another church split. You may need to split and find a church that has an active children's minister versus saying something like we're uncomfortable being around a mom and a daughter.
It seems like there's a real disconnect between how she sees things and how you see things.
There's not much that's honorable in her. Maybe the only thing you can honor her for is for giving you life.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, joining me in the studio today. Of course, I'm at WQME up in Anderson, Indiana. Thank you for letting me use your studio. But right there in Laguna Beach, Dr. Dave Stoop and Milan Yurkovich.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Great. It is Friday, and I want to encourage everybody to tune in to Trinity Broadcasting at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's tomorrow. And then on Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific and Eastern Time on Lifetime Cable is my message that I gave at the Crystal Cathedral a couple of weeks ago. And that'll be broadcast. And I hope and pray that you will tune in. It was quite an experience to get to speak at one of the great icons of Christianity in our day today, the Crystal Cathedral. Hour of Power is what the program's called. Dave, you used to work over there, didn't you?
Well, years ago, yeah. 40 years ago.
It is amazing when we used to refer to things as 4 years ago. Now we can talk about four decades. Shows a sign of
Steve,
the times.
Steve, what'd you speak on?
You know, I talked about walking into walls and the fact...
You didn't talk about... Walking into glass walls or
no,
at the Crystal Cathedral or
glass houses, throwing stones. A lot of people
stones.
Were
you didn't
asking
do any
me.
Of that.
They okay. were asking me if I'd preach
yeah.
about that.
Okay,
but you know, the main point was that we really turn on or turn off the potential for change in our lives with this word willingness, and it's something that all of us need to evaluate. What are we willing to do to get the life that God has intended us to live, to make things right with other people? A lot of us aren't all that willing to make big changes when big changes are called for. So that was kind of the main
good
message.
Point. And I was there when I watched them build that cathedral.
Really?
The Crystal Cathedral. And I remember sitting in it. They did a meeting or like before the glass went on, and it was just an amazing structure.
Yeah.
And it still is. It's beautiful.
Well, if people will continue to support our ministry, we'll still be here with our shining bright lights and hope that we can make a difference for folks that listen to the program. We're always grateful. And, just thinking about Every Man's Battle, that's going to start in a week from today. That's in Dallas. Not too late for you to sign up for that. Hope that you will if you need to. I don't know of anything we've done more impactful over the years than Every Man's Battle. Over 10,000 men have gone and said, okay, I want to do something about this sexual integrity problem. It's pretty cool. And, the thing that we're focusing on now more than ever is marriage. And we're really excited about what God is doing in bringing marriages back together, keeping marriages together by some of the things that have happened here at New Life. And me getting to work with Dave and Milan, they're the best. I don't know who they... You put them with their wives and their messages, it's incredible the impact that it's had on people. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to go to phone calls and try to help some folks with their particular problem. By the way, the message I gave at the Crystal Cathedral is also on Facebook. There's a video on Facebook if you're interested in that. And, hey, call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. We're glad you're with us today here on New Life.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You know what it says over in Matthew? It's pretty nice. It's pretty powerful. I think it's important. But it says that not everybody can accept this statement.
Mm-hmm.
But only those whom God helps. But some are born as eunuchs. Some have been made that way by others. Some choose not to marry for the sake of the kingdom of God. Let anyone who can accept this statement, or let anyone who can accept this statement. That's one of these tough things in the Bible. And it says it right here that it's tough. Not everybody can accept this. But, you know, we don't all just, it doesn't just all magically work out the way we want it to. For some, it just isn't intended to be the way we want it to be. And when that happens, we want to be there for you to help you get through and break through to the reality of life.
And to be able to hold on to their relationship with God during time, too.
Right. All right. Let's go to the phones. And let's talk with Carol from Atlanta, Georgia. She watches us on the NRB television network. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yes, I do. Learned a lot. Y'all have good advice, and I look for answers all the time for myself and other people. It's been great.
Thank you.
My question is, I don't know whether to state my question and tell you the background,
just ask it. What is it?
My question is it wrong for me not to stand firm for my marriage? I've been separated for 4 years, married for 41 years before that. It was a horrible marriage for me, and it was only God's grace that kept me there every day. Mm-hmm. And then I finally just had nothing else to give, and I had to get away. Very controlling man. A man that took no very little responsibility in anything, and if I asked for help, he would threaten me with suicide or this or that or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out after separation that he knew I was afraid of him for most of that marriage and used that to control me.
Right.
And that hurt me more than anything else he did in the marriage.
Okay.
Knowing he knowingly used that, you know, supposedly a Christian man, and I know he is. I know he's coming from, you know, a bad life that made him the way he is.
Right. And so what happened? You filed for divorce?
No, sir. I'm still married because of the economy.
Uh-huh.
But not living together.
Okay.
And I can't stand to be around him, but I have to be at family functions and things with the children.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't even willing for God to make me willing for the first 4 years. In the last couple of months, I said, okay, God, I'm willing for you to make me willing, but that's as far as I can get.
Yeah. Well, that's a good step. Would he be willing to do anything, to give anything a chance?
He says he is, and we went to counseling, and we've done everything. Well, I wasn't going to counseling. He was going for anger management and other Christian counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And both times after the counselors saw him for the first time, they called me and said, I've got to talk to you. And both of them said, I've seen thousands of men, and I've never met anybody like him. But they both wanted me to go back to him right away.
What were they saying it was so different about him than the thousands of men they've been with?
They couldn't tell me exactly what. They said he was very narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed psychiatric help.
Mm.
And he did go for it, was put on medication, but he didn't like the side effects. And the counselor said, oh, we don't want him to feel like that. So they advised him to come off the medication, which he was good to be around while he was on medication for me.
Yeah. Well, that's just too bad that he hasn't pursued that to try to find. I mean, when you see a medication make that big of a change, it's just too bad that they didn't try to pursue a medication that maybe had a different side effect or didn't have any at all but might produce the same result.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carol, I'm pleased that you're entering into a stage of willingness, whether you're there fully or not. But part of what I would suggest you do as you think that way is that you come up with what you need from him and not just say, well, okay, you know, let's move back together, but to say, you know, I would love to move back together and get our marriage back, get our marriage on track, maybe even for the first time, but I need this and I need this and I need this from you. And one of the things that you really need is that you're in counseling together. He can get counseling, and that's can be helpful. It can go nowhere. You can get counseling, you know, that can help you. But the marriage isn't going to be any different unless you get with somebody together who can watch you and understand what's going on and do interventions that change those behaviors and soften his heart as well. So I think of three things that you need to have from him that would give you the ability to say, okay, let's start working back towards each other, and don't give in and just say, oh, okay, let's just move back because of the economy.
Yeah, fortunately.
Oh no, I haven't gotten a divorce because of the economy.
Oh, okay, well, but
because of land, land and property, you know, has devalued so much, we're upside down. We couldn't get anything.
Okay, I just meant that you don't just do it because it's kind of your willingness has turned to a high degree of willingness, and you say, okay, let's do it. Don't just go back together without having some requirements that involve both of you, but also involve what he needs to work on and deal with.
And you do know what you're dealing with, fortunately. But, man, if there was just some way that he would go to Healing as a Choice with you or our marriage weekend, if he would go with you, that could do so much to try to lay a foundation that you could build a new marriage upon. That's what I would want to see happen.
I think you sort of misunderstanding my question. He says he's willing to do anything, and he would do anything actively like that. And he said he was willing, but then he's not changed any, even with his counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has gone to counseling. He's going to something now. But there's no difference in him from anybody that is around him and myself. The times I have to be with him can see. And the problem is I don't want to be around him. I don't want to go back to him. I don't want anything to do with him.
So, Carol, I just have an idea here. I think I love what Dave and Steve just said, but let me just nuance it a little bit for you. The issue is, you're drawn toward the possibility of reconciling with him because you think that may be what God wants you to do, but in the flesh, and your flesh certainly doesn't want to, and his behavior certainly doesn't make you want to do this.
Right.
And I would say, as you do with what Steve and Dave just said, set some boundaries and just say, I am open to considering it if we go to couples counseling. We stick with that because it is in couples counseling that, in fact, a counselor can see the dynamic that between the two of you,
and you get back on your medication,
and you get back on your medication because it made a difference in the side effects. Different medications could, and there's always a startup. Well, not always. In some cases, there's a startup physical response that a person can feel when they start a medication that can go away in a month, which is another – it's important not to have a knee-jerk reaction. But one more thing I'd recommend doing, Carol. I would recommend it also taking a look at yourself and saying, okay, and here's three things I need to work on, and I will bring these things to the counselor. And to show your husband you're also willing to work on yourself, not just him. Because you do play a part. At some level, you have contributed.
Right.
And it's important. It's always that way. It's not just because I know anything special about Carol. It's just that's a universal truth. And it may help your husband be willing to change if you say, I'm willing to change too. I'm willing to take a hard look at myself as well. And I love your intent. And I think it's about intentionality here, Carol. I feel drawn to the possibility of this, and I want to do it, but I want to do it right, like Dave and Steve have said. Let's do it with purpose and intentionality.
You know, in the 12 steps, the sixth step is a step all about becoming ready for God to do something.
Hmm.
I mean, it says, you know, that we became entirely ready, and becoming ready, that you would take a whole, out of the 12 steps, there's a whole step right where you are on becoming ready. Or another word for that is becoming willing. And so I would just encourage you to stay the course in your becoming willing. And like Mylon said, you get in there and you say, okay, well, here's some stuff. I'm a contributor here. I'm a donor. Here's what I put into this thing. And, you know, I would hope and pray that you'd get involved and both of you start working on yourself. It kind of creates a different dynamic there. That's what I would be hoping for. But I wish that you'd, if you could get to a workshop that we do, it could change everything for both of you.
Yeah, one of the things that I think you ought to look at and articulate, Carol, is, you know, I put up with this stuff for 41 years, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. And so I've got to work on why I put up with that kind of treatment for 41 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying you just kind of, you know, settle for nothing. Until your heart says it's changed, it's safe, I would be very cautious.
He has to earn his way back.
Definitely. Great way to put it.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Let's go. Let's talk with Maggie from Bethesda, Maryland. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in here.
Well, that's doesn't sound all that great. I mean, I'm glad you're hanging in rather than going away or something. What's going on?
I have this one memory from when I was really young that I still struggle with. I had severe abuse growing up. And my grandfather choked me and tried to kill me when I was really young. And I still struggle with this one memory. I can't seem to get past it.
How old were you?
Two.
How do you remember that?
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of people don't have explicit memories or the ability to recall something at 2 o'clock because
don't have language.
Have language. The brain isn't formed yet to remember that kind of a memory. And I'm just curious how you recall the memory. Is it something that was told to you? How did you recall the memory?
I guess actually when I was saved, it's just all because I really wasn't attached to my body much, and it kind of came back. I started remembering it.
So it was a body memory.
Yeah.
Okay, and the body never forgets. Those are called implicit memories. And the body never forgets. It stores traumas and sensations and both positive and negative memories of nurturance and love and support. It also registers fear, and it can be felt in the body. So that's a great question. So what are you feeling, and what is your body recalling when you recount this? You're saying, I still can't get over it. So what are you feeling?
I feel like it's happening now, like I'm being choked.
Okay, so you feel constriction around your throat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I cough.
I'm sorry? And you cough?
And then I start coughing.
Okay.
And I actually talk like a little girl and just say, I hate you or something like that.
Okay.
I'll say, I hate you, Papa, and stuff like that.
Have you been in therapy for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I have.
You know, one of the things I would suggest, Maggie, there's a treatment modality called EMDR, which mm-hmm. is eye movement desensitization and reprogramming. It takes something like that, and it integrates it into our experience so that it doesn't keep coming back. And I would look for somebody who does that. We may have somebody who does that. I know Sherry does that, and I do it sometimes. But if you'll hang on, we'll try to give you a referral for that.
It's called EMDR. And it helps to desensitize the brain from such an experience that you're describing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you couple that with the combination of a grieving process, a thorough grieving process, and a thorough forgiving process, most likely you come out in a better place on the other side.
I wish I was who you think I am. The one you thought you married. The ideal husband, the amazing dad. The great lover? But my mind is filled with darkness, with images that I can't erase. I want so desperately to be the man you dreamed of, the man I know I can be. I am terrified to talk to you about this, but I want to. I need to. I want us to be close just as badly as you do. Can I talk to you? Can we be totally honest and know that we love each other enough to be open?
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help. I want help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hey, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. And let's talk with Connie from, she's a Club New Life member, Peyton, Colorado. NRB is the channel she watches on television. Hi, Connie.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
How could we help you today?
I'm concerned about my son. This week in particular, it was last week, but we had a lot of stuff kind of come to a head all at once, and it's kind of overwhelming. I'll try to get through it without crying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he's six, and we've kind of had struggles with him since he was about two. What we thought was that he was strong-willed. And so, you know, we tried to read, you know, the strong-willed child, you know, parenting isn't for, what did he call it? Dr. Dobson's book on it. Anyway, we talked to our pastor. He recommended spanking, you know, get a bigger paddle. Spank them harder kind of thing.
Wow.
And boy, that was so the wrong thing to do.
Oh.
We regret even listening to them now because
yeah.
it was just the wrong way to go.
He was really struggling. He was really struggling. And looking for a connection point, probably. Yeah.
It made it worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going on with him now?
A little bit of the history. And so now what's happening is, and I think I've learned some things, let me go forward before I go back, and that way you'll see what I've already kind of feel like I'm hearing from God, but I really wanted your take on it because I trust your opinions. First of all, I've been a listener since 1993.
Wow.
That's a long time.
So I have sat under Cloud and Townsend's teaching, and they literally pieced me back together.
Great.
You guys and them combined, you know, your ministries have just absolutely been life-changing for me. So you're my source when I run into this kind of stuff. I go to you guys. But he's been hitting other kids. I took him to Vacation Bible School, and he was in karate, the little kid division. They did all these different divisions of the Vacation Bible School. He's doing karate. I said, Ben, why were you hitting? The first day it was that somebody else was hitting him, and the teacher confirmed that. And so I wasn't too worried. But then the next day, he was hitting again. And he said that the karate kind of made him feel crazy inside. And so we prayed over him. I cried. You know, I'm a sensitive mom about this stuff because I really care about how he's turning out. And yeah. It breaks my heart that I've made mistakes and listened to other people and didn't really understand what I was dealing with, because I think, bottom line, you know, 3 days in a row he hit this week at different occasions. And it got me really just seeking God's face again for Ben. And I talked to a dear friend whose son has Asperger's.
Yeah.
And I learned this about my son a while back, and I'm grieved that I didn't pay closer attention, because I think I could have saved all of us a lot, because what I'm realizing is he has sensory issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he has social issues, right. Like if I take him to Chick-fil-A and he's in that little room with all the other kids screaming and
yeah.
being chaotic, he goes ballistic. And,
yeah.
And
okay.
this last week,
all right.
you know, he had slapped somebody across the face.
Okay.
And
so,
it's shocking.
What
you
is
know?
What's the question for us? We see how this
oh,
is
I'm sorry.
Escalating and where he's at and where he's headed. What is mm-hmm. our question?
Well, how do I as a mom deal with Asperger's? And from what I'm told, it's a spectrum syndrome, and there's not any real way to clinically, physically diagnose it. It's all questions, and, you know, we've done all of that, and we feel like he is, and his dad definitely is. Is it hereditary, one? Two, how do you help him? You know, should I keep him away from certain social...
Well, hold on a second. I'll talk to you about Asperger's, but you don't really know if that's what it is unless he has, and it sounds like this is one of those cases where it's needed, where he has a relationship with a really, really good counselor that mm-hmm. specializes in special needs, Asperger's, autism,
mm-hmm.
Acting out, that going from what you hear on radio, to friends, to pastors, to books, isn't going to take the place of somebody who's dealt with 100 kids like your son
mm-hmm.
and applying that wisdom to him personally. Dave, Mylon, what are you guys thinking?
Well, I'm just hearing all the judgment you're making on yourself, Connie. And,
yeah.
You know, you should not be the perfect parent, because perfect parents raise monsters. You only have to be good enough, and that's the way God designed it.
I sure love him. God knows how much I love him.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but you don't beat yourself up because you've done
it's
something
just so
bad.
It's hard to feel responsible for how he turns out.
You're not responsible for that part. If there's something like the hypersensitivity to the sensory things, or if there's an Asperger's, that don't try to figure out where it came from. That just we don't know where it comes from, because mm-hmm. The prevalence of that is on the increase. They think maybe it's diet. Who knows what it is, but the thing is, there's help for you on that in getting somebody who understands it professionally. But boy, the big thing I keep hearing is, don't beat yourself up, because mm-hmm. you did not create this, and you have not, whatever you've done that has added to it, you got plenty of time to undo it, and mm-hmm. you're on the right track right now.
Do you think
now,
she should get help from a
Well, look,
definitely, yeah,
she should get help, but there is no guarantee that the diagnosis she's running to the bank with to make a deposit, Asperger's, is accurate. So don't go to the bank on that.
Yeah, right.
He could be a highly sensitive child, like Dave is saying. He could have sensory disorder issues, and there's lots of clinics that can help that. It's not Asperger's.
That's right.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out.
I, coming here, was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
Group therapy is different than individual therapy.
But it's like a year's worth of individual therapy.
They fit together nicely.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up July 27th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
For the first time in 2 years, I am free.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-NEWLIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Connie, whose son is acting out physically and wanting to know what to do. And, you know, Connie, I want to say this. You've got two choices. You can focus on what you've done and feel horrible about that and the mistakes that you've made, or you could say, okay, today's a new day. Now, what am I going to do that could make a lasting difference in the life of this boy?
And, you know, if he was 16 years old, you could have some valid regrets. But he's only 6 years old, so you got.
And I've corrected so many things, and I hear you. I think my tears and my concern is just not knowing what to do.
Well, you've got to get professional help, and it may include a medical doctor, a psychiatrist who does some testing, because there are kids who are hypersensitive to touch, to sound, and it has nothing to do with Asperger's or autism. It's just something in the way the brain processes things, and they grow out of it, fortunately. Some of them do.
Some of them do. My wife is still a highly sensitive person, and so she has to take tags out of her shirts and blouses. She can't be in places that are too noisy. You know,
that's how Ben is. I have to take all the tags out of his shirt.
That's right, and that's why I bring it up.
Stand loud noises. Okay, there
is, and Mylan's wife is a perfectly normal person. So I mean, she's
but she lives with the concept that she is highly sensitive. And there's a good book, The Highly Sensitive Child, and you can pick that up. Highly Sensitive Person. And so the other question I have is, when you took the advice of the pastor to paddle harder and get a bigger paddle. And
I didn't take that advice. I hated that advice.
Oh,
but I did
good.
Paddle.
So
I didn't go with the bigger one.
But did you still take how long did you spank him?
I hated spanking. So the season of spanking was pretty short-lived.
Good.
But I think I've fallen back on it at times when I didn't know what else to do.
Right,
I'd get frustrated with Ben, and You know, he would just throw the biggest fits in the world, and you didn't know how to bring him
there,
out of
well,
it.
Well, that's a point. There is training on bringing, but there's training on how to do that, and there are clinics, and there are people that specialize in children with sensory motor integration issues,
yep.
and highly sensitive kids, and they need to be contained, and oftentimes simply holding the child.
Yeah.
It will help to slow them down and bring them to a place where you're just holding them when they're angry and saying, I'm going to hold you until you get your angries out. And it may take us 45 minutes, but I love you that much, I'm going to stay here and hold you.
And use words to tell me what your angry is about.
And, and most of the people on this program that I've heard talk about this, it's certainly something I believe that, you know, by the age of six, if there has been any kind of spanking, six is about the good age to wind that down.
Well, she didn't do it very long, so she didn't get to six, hopefully.
Right. All right. Glad you called. I'll send you a copy of, let's see. How We Love Our Kids really could help you with developing some connection.
Because we talk about kids that are unique kids, and we talk about the sensitive child in there, so that might be helpful. And there's also a bibliography with different books that reference that.
Right. Michael from Dallas, Texas, listens on KWRD. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Sure.
My question to you was, would it be considered tithing to do monetary donations to, like, your, you know, radio show for whoever's branch of it, you know?
Okay, you mean is a gift to a ministry that's not a church the same as a gift to a ministry that is a church?
Yeah, I suppose that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I would love to tell you that I don't think there's a difference, but I do think that there is a difference. I think we are called to bring our tithes into the church, and I think you need to support your local church with your tithes, and I think support of ministries like ours is support above and beyond and different than the support of the church.
Steve needs to say that because he's the head of the ministry and I'm just a volunteer. So I will tell you what I do. I support my church, but I don't give a tenth to the church. My tithe is divided up among ministries that I'm connected with in some meaningful way that have meaning to me, and my church is a part of that, and that's what I do. So you're going to get a differing opinion depending on whoever you ask, and you just have to decide what seems right to you.
Yeah.
Right. I guess the big part on that is I don't have a local church for myself at the moment. I'm just getting back into my faith after separating myself for quite some time over a lot of personal issues.
What I think is cool is that you're looking at the giving issue, and a lot of times, people turn their life around. The last thing that gets turned is that area of giving, and so that's really great that you're looking at that.
Oh, yeah, I can see that because, I'm not exactly a rich man. I deliver pizzas, so,
Well, we had one of you guys at the house last night. That's pretty good, so, yeah.
But yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe that helps with the connection. Is my money is made off of giving from people in the first place, so maybe that helps me on that note. But,
all right.
I don't know, I've struggled. I've had issues with different churches before that kind of took me away from God in the first place, and I'm really selective on, putting my money into someone or an organization that's going to do good. And, from this I can hear every day how much people get helped.
Well, I want to say this. When you do give to this ministry, there is a tremendous amount of financial accountability and responsibility, and I don't know of a ministry that does more with less than we do because of the way that Larry Sonnenberg operates our ministry, and so that you can trust and appreciate your call.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. When you do find a church, support it. I agree with Dave. It's an important force to support our church.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you called, Michael. Are you married?
Sorry?
Are you married?
No, I'm in a pretty strong relationship, first of my, first experience with one such as this.
Oh, perfect. Let me send you Is This the One? It's my book for people just like you. Because wouldn't you like to know if this is the one?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm worried about it. And that's part of my religion, too, is, she's the first girl that I've talked to with religion, and, you know, God's made me come to a lot of different with her. And,
cool.
And you know, like, there's a lot that I could go into
yeah.
that, but, you know, I know he's made me treat her as he's told me to, I guess, you know, I don't know the words for it so much, but he's changed me and made me act different with her. And
good.
I don't know. I feel like he brought me to her, and he wants me to be with her,
good.
Or at least treat her the way she deserves to be treated.
All right.
Or deserves to be treated.
Well, keep that up, and Is This the One will be a great book for you. You'll like it. Even if you don't have a relationship, it helps you open up the doors to where you might find that relationship. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, we want to help you. We've got people there. They are ready to talk to you right now about whatever it is that you're struggling with. Let's talk to Patrick from Omaha, Nebraska. KCRO is the station. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right. What's going on?
I accidentally turned on your channel. I am a first-time caller.
Okay.
Welcome.
And, what's happening?
My wife and I are drug addicts. And,
oh.
And we have quit. And I guess the first thing for me to do is to call in and ask you guys some advice.
Okay.
What's the second thing? What should we do? Because we really need to quit. It's like the drugs on the street these days. It's like Satan is at your door himself.
Okay. Have you ever tried to quit before?
Yes, we've tried to quit many times. We've been together for 10.5 years.
Okay, so what makes this time any different?
These drugs that are on the streets, I don't know if I should say the names or not, but...
Okay, but wait a second,
very,
let me stop you.
Very potent.
Let me stop you.
Sure.
Potent drugs are not enough to make things different.
We have very strong faith in God.
Okay, but you had strong faith before when you said you were done.
That is correct.
So what is different this time? Because, Patrick, you're calling the show. I would hate for this
right.
to just be one of many times that you
right.
say, we're done. It'd be great if this time was really different. Are you doing anything differently this time?
We are separating for a little while, so we don't talk too much to each
okay.
other. Because what we use is speed, you know.
Okay, now, that's not really what I'm looking for. That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
that's not going to help you.
You've taken yourself off the medication. You've taken
right.
yourself
We're
away
off.
From...
Yeah, I'm stuck.
You've taken yourself away from some conflict. But what are you moving toward? Anything different?
We're moving toward a better faith in God and a better wholesome life.
And how are you doing that in a different way this time?
We are separating and trying to find our friendship again.
Patrick.
And our love in God.
Patrick, you call the right place. We're going to help you, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to help
okay.
you because the plan that you have isn't going to work.
Right.
So I want to give you a plan that could really work, all right? So
all
you
right,
hold on.
You
we'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed to help women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham July 27th through the 29th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I came this weekend hoping to get some new tools and sharpen the ones I already have. I am leaving with weapons of mass destruction.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Patrick, who says, man, he would really like to give up these drugs. And
still here.
Okay. So, Patrick, I know that 12-step programs are things that you've heard about.
Correct.
Okay. So why is it that Patrick isn't saying to us, well, this time we're going to start going to a 12-step group?
I don't know. I never thought of it before. I never really considered or tried it before.
Okay. So I'm going to recommend a couple of things. One is, if there's any way that you guys could get some treatment for the problem, we'd love to help you get that treatment in one of our treatment programs. And we'll talk to you about that, because that's the foundation of, you know, things being different forever. But a part of treatment is introducing you to a 12-step recovery program.
And I've heard of them, like NA and things like that.
Well, sure you have.
Sure.
Yeah, but for some reason, you've never thought that you needed that.
That is true.
Okay, so now you've got to be realistic and say, hey, listen, I need something. And,
right.
And I need treatment. I need 12-step. Because there's a program that you work through the 12 steps that help you rebuild the character that you've lost through the years of drug use.
Right. That sounds real cool.
And Patrick, the purpose behind that, there's a secondary reason why we're suggesting that, is that if you just try to do this on your own, and you know you both try to do it on your own, it's guaranteed failure, because you're dealing with something that is more powerful than you are, and you're talking about the potency, and speed itself is a highly addictive drug, and it's more potent, which makes it doubly so. So you can't do it in isolation. You got to do it with people, and you got to do it with people who understand what you're going through. And if you can't get to a treatment program, then I would say that you do a meeting every day for the next 3 months. You find a meeting, and you get a Christian meeting in there, either Celebrate Recovery or a New Life Recovery group at a church as well, so that you get the spiritual side of it all. But, you know, the program, the minimal program would be 90 meetings in 90 days, and you will be amazed at how that gives you the ability to deal with the addiction, that if you try to do it on your own, you're going to fail miserably. And that's,
how long have you been off of drugs?
Not very long, about a month.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good beginning.
That's a start.
We were everyday users, pretty much, but you know, we're also blessed by God to be great musicians, and it's a sorry thing to just waste that talent, you know, and not be able to play for churches and different organizations.
Right. Okay, well, I don't want you to give up. I want you to dig in, and I want you to do something beyond what you're doing. I'll send you 2 Life Recovery Bibles. Dave and I edited those, and they are they'll take you through the 12 steps and right through the Scripture. And I think it'll be a big help to you.
But you need the people that are in that group.
That's right.
Yeah.
To
help.
You can't do it by yourself.
You cannot do it yourself, and you need the people.
And we want you to call us with an update in 30 or 60 days, between 30 and 60 days. Will you do that, Patrick?
Yeah. Patrick, will you call us back and see how things are going?
You will. I will.
Okay.
Okay.
I sure will, and I love the program. You guys are telling the word real good. You know, you're helping people.
Okay, well, the greatest word would be to hear from you in about 30 days and all the great progress you've made and the hard work that you've done. The number one treatment of choice is this. God, please take this away. I don't know of anybody that doesn't go for that treatment first when you find out you got a problem. God, please take it away.
And then he says, well, I can't do it by myself. I got to have some other people that you can see and touch who are going to help me do it.
Ever since Moses, when God delivers somebody, he sends a deliverer. And you need deliverers in your life right. to help you be delivered from certain things. And so that's God's plan, to put you in touch with other folks. We can help you with that. If you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll try to help you find what you need, a resource somewhere. Maybe it's a counselor, it's a book, maybe it's a group that we could refer you to. That's why those people are there in Dallas, Texas, to help you. We really do believe that God can transform your life, that he uses people. It's a process. It's usually not instant, but the character and the insight and the wisdom that you build with that process, you can't put a price on it. It changes absolutely everything. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Boy, do we ever want to help you. And then if you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number, same number. Just say, I want to be part of the New Life Giving family. We're so grateful to all that support us. And if you give us a gift, we'll give you a gift. We'll turn right around and we'll give you this wonderful, wonderful New Life perspective on grace. And I don't know of any teaching that could help more people than a teaching on grace. And that'll be our gift to you. A lot of us walk around, we've got these burdens, we're struggling. Here's what Jesus says in the midst of it. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and I'm gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden that I give you is light. He doesn't say no burden. He does say there are going to be some burdens. But when it's his yoke and it's his burden, they fit perfectly for whatever we have within us, and they're light. So think about surrendering your problem, surrendering your process, and letting God help you by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Come to one of our weekends. We've got a webinar that's going to take place on the 20th. That's next week. That's going to be an amazing webinar. I think you'll love this time. And it's on the 20th of July, 4 o'clock Pacific. Dave and Sherry are going to be talking about codependency, a much talked about topic, but poorly understood by most people. And I mentioned it earlier, Every Man's Battle starts in Dallas in a week. It is not too late to get in on Dallas. And then please ask God if this is a ministry that God would be calling you to support. We're here to help people, and part of the help is just being on radio. People hearing a solution to another person's problem or a situation that sounds like theirs, they find hope. Maybe they make a bold move, they come to a workshop, they go to a counselor. But whatever they do, we're here because we want to see lives transformed. And when you help us, you are part of that transformation process. I believe it goes to your credit when you support us and help us help others. And you find out how to do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or going to newlife.com. Please do help us. My thanks to Mylon Yurkovich. Thank you, Mylon, for being here with us.
You're welcome, Steve.
Dr.
Dave
Stoop, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being here. And all of you who support this ministry, who give, who sacrifice, thank you. We need your help. We need your prayers more than anything. And I know that there are a lot of people, every day you pray that this ministry will be here for helping hurting Christians. And so please don't stop doing that. We are grateful for you. We count you as a very valuable member of the New Life family. So support us, pray for us. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.